1500 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham, where service is not expensive. It's priceless.
This is Allison with Mel's Tire. During the month of April, buy any set of four Kenda tires from Mel's and receive an exclusive $40 instant rebate. Did you know that Mel's can take care of all your front end, brake, and alignment needs? With summer right around the corner, don't get caught in the heat. Make an appointment to have your AC checked. Head into Mel's Tire, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
The service is not expensive, it's priceless at Mel's Tire.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Wednesday morning. 722, 46 degrees on our way to 77 today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker on this Wednesday by Joyce Wilson. We're heading to Olpe and talking about, a pending splash pad that hopefully will be a part of the Olpe community soon, and there's some fundraising activities to that end to make sure that will happen. And we're pleased to be joined by Joyce Wilson this morning. Joyce, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you guys?
Good.
Doing all right. So we're obviously got the splash pad on the forefront here for Olpe Down Home. And before we start talking about some of the upcoming fundraisers, I wanted to kind of take a look at Olpe Down Home and really how that has helped the Olpe area over the last few years since it basically came back on the calendar.
Well, since we started in 2003, we've put in the Down Home Committee itself has put in probably about $25,000 or $30,000. Most of the improvements have gone to the park. We have new playground equipment at the softball field, and then we put in some really cool playground equipment at the big park, and we have safety surfacing under everything, which did not exist before, and several new pieces. So most of the improvements have gone to the park. We put in new restroom. I mean, we've gotten grants to go along with this. We put in new restrooms for them and everything. It's been a really big improvement.
Yeah, the park really looks nice in Olpe. Now, let's talk about the splash pads. I know that these are very popular and really are put to good use wherever you see these. The kids absolutely love them. So where do you plan to put the splash pad?
It will go in the park, and there's a couple of locations we're looking at. If we can put it right there near the bathroom, then it would have room. We'd have the mechanical building, because we'd like to use a recycle system rather than wasting it. And so it would go right near the bathroom when we have the electrical and water already there. There's another option for putting it a little farther away, kind of isolating it. We haven't gotten to the point of actually nailing down the location yet.
Understood.
A couple of things go into it.
Gotcha. Understood. For folks that are completely unfamiliar with splash pads, exactly what does your splash pad, at least what is the game plan for that? What's going to be part of that particular facility once it's ready?
Well, it's going to be, the way we're figuring, about 50 feet by 40 feet. It's going to have the buckets that dump. It's going to have some arches with the spray through them. It's going to have the water guns they can shoot each other with. It's also going to have some little pop-up.
Sprayers in there, yeah.
Yeah, and it'll be on a timer so that it's not on all the time. The kids have to go over and reactivate it every, I think it's 10 or 12 minutes.
Okay. So what is the price tag you're looking at? What kind of dollars are you hoping to raise here?
Well, we want to eventually have like a little over $250,000. I think that's probably what it's going to cost. At least that's what it would cost, was going to cost when we started looking at this a couple years ago. Everything has gone up so drastically that I don't know. Our goal, Down Home's goal, was to raise $50,000 so we'd have 20% of it and then start hitting different trust funds and stuff to get grants for the rest of it. We've gotten a couple of small grants already, but right now we have about $28,000.
Okay.
And we've been working on it for about 3 years. Of course, a couple of those years were.
Yeah. COVID kind of wrecked the schedule, didn't it? Man. So what do you have planned here as far as the fundraising side is concerned now? You know, different special activities that you've got here to, you know, A, get the word out about the splash pad, and B, generate some funds so you can get to that 20% mark.
We have a poker run coming up this Saturday. It's going to start at the parking lot on the east side of the school, between the school and the church, the Methodist church. And we'll have five stops, and it's going to be a $20 entry fee, and they can get an extra hand for $10 and then a separate meal ticket for $5. And the entry fee includes a meal ticket and a hand.
Oh.
And has three stops, begin and end at the church, and three stops in between.
And this is for anything you can drive, basically, if you want to get involved in the poker run?
Right. Okay. We'll have a motorcycle route for highway route, and then we'll have an ATV route that's going to go west of town and kind of hit out in the country a little bit.
Cool deal. And having this multi-vehicle approach is becoming quite popular here for the poker runs. So in case people would like to be involved with this, it looks like the weather's going to be really good for Saturday. Can they register now, or would you prefer that they registered, I guess, basically showed up and registered Saturday morning?
They can register Saturday morning. Registration starts at 10 o'clock, and first bike out will be at 11, but they can, you know, they can start anytime. Figure the motorcycle route is going to take about 2 hours, but the last bike has to be in by three. So if they leave by two or by one, they should be back.
So where will registration take place?
Right there in front of the church.
Okay. And what else as far as fundraising activities coming up down the road, Joyce?
We're going to have a softball tournament on June the 25th. It's going to be at the Bowl Diamonds here in town. We'll probably have you be using both the softball field and the baseball field. I don't remember. I think registration on that is going to be $150. And I don't have the contact information on that. Should have gotten that.
Oh, you're okay. You're okay.
And then Down Home is on the 9th of July. And this year, since we're having the softball tournament separate, we're going to have kickball instead of the softball at the Down Home. But we'll have the 5K run and the bike ride and the fishing derby for the kids and kids games and then, you know, ending the street dance at midnight.
Okay.
So
nice.
A full day there.
Kickball.
And then,
I like that. Sorry, I had to jump in, Joyce. I'd probably do better kickball than softball. So.
Me too. We're figuring with the kickball, we could do family groups.
Yeah.
I mean, you could do as young as you want to go. We've got some members of the committee that have kids 7 and 8 years old, five to 8 years old, you know, that they're going to want to get involved. So we're kind of figuring that, and being a senior citizen, I'd love to try it.
So, sure.
I think we can do the wide range of ages. If we can get family groups, or we can get like maybe a 4-H group, or we can get high school classes or whatever, you know, I think it'd be fun.
Well, it's a great cause to get that splash pad put in Olpe, and hopefully it will come to fruition sooner than later. A number of fundraising activities, and if you have any flyers on this stuff, Joyce, get those to us, and we'd be happy to keep getting the word out on all of your fundraisers. Keep us posted, okay?
We'll do that.
Thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Awesome. Thanks, Joyce.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Joyce Wilson of the Olpe Down Home Committee. Upcoming fundraisers for a new splash pad in Olpe. Chuck?
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker segment every 7:20 weekday mornings, give us a call, 620-342-1400, or email kvue@kvue.com. Now, we will tell you that right now we're awaiting confirmation here on Friday, so that's pending right now, and we only have a couple of our Newsmaker slots available here for next week. Tomorrow's Newsmaker guest is Angela Anderson of the Kansas Water Office. Remember last week we had the Kansas Water Authority meeting in Emporia. got several different ways to get local perspective on the conversation.